the internet.
Sexually Go on.
Motivated podcasts are considered especially heinous.
This is one of them. Bum ba da doo doo boo.
Boo doo doo doo
boo. Boo.
Paul Sorvino, what up?
Doom boo doo boo doo boo.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Let's go.
Damn.
This is not a podcast about basketball.
Richard Brooks, what up? Holler at me, dude. Dick Wolf, man. A guy who has single-handedly destroyed Hollywood. Broken it down to its very last atom.
There is an underestimated... let me take this back. I for sure know exactly the conversation that Dick Wolf had with the head of NBCU at the end of the Law and Order runs, and they're just like, Dick, love everything you've done for us for 3 decades. Change the game. I think it just feels like people aren't connecting enough to the Law and Order franchise. We need to connect with Middle America more. How do we get into the heartland?
And Chicago PD, bitch. We got
there it is,
covered.
Baby. Whole nother universe.
We're selling dope in Indiana. We got Vice Lords. We got GDs. We got whatever you want.
Is that, now, pardon my ignorance, I haven't dug into the Chicago universe at all. Is the theme music all similar from all the different shows, or is it just kind of all whatever you want?
So the Chicago universe has removed theme songs entirely. It's just a tone. It's just a tone hits, and then the show starts.
And that tone is just someone eating a sausage, whatever that tone is?
Yeah, the sound of bell peppers squishing.
Squishing into a jar?
Ew.
All right, we're here to talk about something very important.
Yeah, Dickie Wolf is back with another one.
Back time, from the dead.
He got his guy. Detective. The guy with him.
The OG police brutalizer himself, Detective Stabler.
One of the most insane men. Beat a man nearly to death in a courtroom, in a courthouse.
It is so incredible to just know how the vibe of the concept of policing has changed, and how, as someone who hasn't watched Law and Order in a very long time, I know you've kept up with the SVUs and the Chicago's, like, they got to dance a dance now that they did not have to dance 20 years ago. And it is very apparent in every single line that they write.
Yeah, it's interesting. After he left, I definitely was like, oh my God, this dude's the worst cop of all time. I mean, I know I'm not the first person to say that, but it was good to see him back.
Here's the problem with the series, though. It's good to see him back, and like, you, okay.
Have you seen Christopher Maloney's butt cheeks, by the way?
Yeah, I've watched Oz. Come on.
I mean, the dude is packing some heat back there.
Oh, yeah. He's not kidding around. I think,
Romper
first of
room.
All, it's so funny how, like, we're talking about the crossover episode of Law & Order SVU today that brings Detective Stabler into what seems to be like a dramatic miniseries or 13-episode run of Law & Order Organized Crime. But during like the bomb that set off that ends up killing his wife, there's a police protest riot happening, and the delicate writing that Dick Wolf and company have to do in order to kind of not be political at all is some of the best tightrope walking I've ever seen.
It's not political at all. They say Antifa like 6 times.
But they also talk about, like, they kind of, like, allude to Trump, too. It's like, and the guy is, like, emo dude who could very much be, troubled past.
He's a QAnon freak boy.
And every time the cops are like, oh, yeah, they Molotov cocktailed a police car, I'm just like, tight. Like, that's just, like, I know I'm supposed, I'm so supposed to root you for you guys, in, but like, yeah. But like, fuck you, guys, you bunch of pigs. And then Stabler and Benson are talking. I'm just like, I want you guys to win everything you ever do, no matter what, no matter how many people you have to rough up in the.
Yeah.
Like,
if killing an innocent man, if killing one innocent man or suspect in general meant that they finally kissed, yes.
So I want you to just catch me up on the backstory of Stabler leaving and also their relationship. Because it does seem like they, at some point, having fallen off before he left, they had a thing for each other that was, like, talked about.
So they never exactly talked about it. It was alluded to in some heavy ways at different points. I don't think nothing really happens for a while. And then Stabler is separated from his wife in an earlier season, and they bring in a cute doctor. Like, they have like a pediatric doctor she's like a not like next level. She's a pediatric psychiatrist who they bring in on, like, these SVU cases that involve kids. It's Stabler's idea. Benson doesn't like it. They're beefing. She yells at him, like, why don't you hang out with your, psychiatrist bitch?
On NBC at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday.
So that's kind of like the first time you get a whiff that something should happen, but honestly, they play it pretty straight for a while. Then towards the end, when things start getting zany, there's like a whole season that is like just a diss track to CBS entirely. Like, they add like a goofy, quirky medical examiner.
it's just Dick Wolf just like flexing on CSI.
Yeah, yeah, just dunking on NCIS to their face. And the show and the episodes are just insane, but then it starts to, it comes up a little more then. Stabler's a little more shirtless then. It's like, because also Benson's not even horny for a lot of it, but then we start to see Benson be horny. She's undercover as a prostitute.
Whoa.
A couple times, so she brings the things out, and then she kisses the medical examiner dude. It's like this very intense scene where the medical examiner guy is like, you want to fuck Benson? You never kiss me. And then she's like, I hate him. I actually do want to make out with you. And it's like all in front of him, and it's like really like, they make the music real loud. And
that's how she got a son.
Yeah, and then they kill that fool. And then from then on, it's just kind of like, she's just generally horny. And then there's like a couple times where she's like in a coma and she's like calling for him in a sedated in a hospital, just like longing for Stabler in her subconscious.
Well, there were also vibes of like, my whole family knows that you guys have a thing going on. That's weird.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. As the seasons go on, they kind of, everyone in Stabler's family is like, why don't you just, what are you fucking my dad?
She's like, no, it's NBC on Wednesdays at 8.
Yeah. So they all take a turn just like saying that. But I'm honestly, when I think about it, I'm like, it all seems one-sided. Like, it's always Benson kind of bringing the energy, and Stabler's just so Catholic, he won't even acknowledge that she's hot.
They make him so fucking Catholic. Which I think they mean to do as like a way to kind of like level out what an angry, terrible cop he is, but it definitely just makes it worse.
Yeah, so he's just hyper-Catholic. But I mean, because there's, okay, so it's like, they, you know, he gets separated from his wife a couple times during the show, but he never throws it at Benson. But when Benson is gone, when she's pregnant in real life, they bring in a blonde detective that he does bone. And they talk about his old part. They talk about Benson. So it's like, you know he's horny. But they just put so much Catholic icing on top of the horniness.
Listen, there's one thing that's good for the IP. It's never letting the two people get together. Just keep them separated for decades. Yeah. And you can just keep making out IP.
And I believe at the very end, I don't know, somebody might have said something, but I forget. Like, that last season that they're together is insane. And I kind of don't even like watching it. It's like, it's also at the beginning of like HD cameras. So it's like strange to me.
Well, also, like, there is something about even watching these now, especially checking in on SVU, and the HD just kind of ruin, like, the whole beauty of Law and Order back in the day is, like, they're just, like, running around New York shooting it. They don't have time to light anything. So it just looks like French Connection. Off, like, it just...
Yeah, that's Law and Order off-rip. SVU, one of the darkest programs ever. Physically dark. Like, the first 8 seasons of SVU is dark as fuck. No, the lights are never on. You'd be like, why is it dark in the courtroom?
Why are there blackout curtains in this courtroom?
Yeah, what the fuck? This is New York City court. Y'all don't got no lights. It's like 5 in the afternoon.